Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we continue the Sacred Rebuke series with a question. Who defines good? Because if we're honest, politics has turned good into a bargaining chip. Good gets traded, excused, rebranded, depending on who benefits. But here's the truth. God's good cannot be manipulated. And it's not just politics. In our personal lives, we do the same thing. We excuse behavior because it's for the greater good. We justify dishonesty because it keeps the peace. We compromise integrity because at least it's not as bad as what they're doing. So today's rebuke is this. If your good requires you to twist truth, it is not good at all. We live in a world where leaders justify the unjust, excuse the immoral, and redefine wrong as necessary for the so-called good of the people. Wars are waged in the name of peace. Freedoms are taken in the name of safety. Truth is hidden in the name of unity. But it's not just them, it's us. How often have we done the same in our own lives? We stay silent to keep relationships intact. We excuse toxic patterns because family is family. We call compromise wisdom when really it's fear. And here's where the sting came for me. I used to excuse behavior because I could name it. If you came at me sideways on a bad day, I'd ignore it. I'd say, she's just having a bad day. But the problem? By the fifth time, I'd explode. That's what happens when you let pebbles turn into boulders. Small offenses, unaddressed, become heavy. And one day, they roll right over you. Now, let me be clear. I am not giving anyone permission to argue all the time. That's not the point. The rebuke is this. You don't get a pass on the first offense. If you speak to me badly because you're having a bad day, I can respond with compassion. I understand you're hurting, but don't project that onto me. That's the pebble moment. If you correct it, it stays small. But if you don't, if you repeat it, then you no longer have access to me. You didn't honor the correction. So I made the decision not to carry your behavior. It stays a pebble. It never becomes a boulder. And too many of us are carrying boulders because we refuse to let the sting correct the pebble. And this isn't just in our personal lives. This is the very pattern we see in our government. Think back to the last 3 or 4 election cycles. How many people do you know who weren't truly for either candidate? They voted for the lesser of two evils. But here's the problem. Evil is still evil. A boulder is still a boulder. Just because one side feels lighter doesn't mean you're not still carrying the weight of destruction. The lesser of two evils is still a distortion. It's still compromise, piled on compromise. And when we accept it, we've already agreed to let the pebble grow into the boulder. And let me tell you, a government that trains its people to vote for the lesser evil is a government that has already normalized corruption. It's teaching you to excuse bad behavior because at least it's not as bad as the other guy. That's the same illusion I lived under when I excused people in my own life until I exploded. But when you accept the lesser of two evils, you've already surrendered your sovereignty. You've said, I can't demand alignment, so I'll settle for the illusion. And that, right there, is how cycles of destruction keep repeating. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's the sting. That's the rebuke. Anytime we excuse evil in our homes or in our politics, we are guilty of twisting what God has made plain. Think about it. When I ignored someone speaking to me harshly because I thought I understood their bad day, I was calling bitterness sweet. I was saying it's fine. It's not really that bad. But by the fifth time, that bitterness was poisoning me. That's the boulder moment. And it's the same for government. When we say, well, this candidate is the lesser of two evils, we are calling darkness light. We are saying this isn't really that bad, so I'll accept it. But evil is still evil. And compromise piled on compromise will never yield righteousness. God does not call us to negotiate morality. Micah 6:8 tells us plainly what is required: to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Not to excuse abuse, not to justify corruption, not to trade one distortion for another. To act justly, to love mercy, to walk in alignment. So here's the sacred rebuke from Scripture. You cannot excuse what is destructive and call it good. You cannot accept the lesser evil and call it wisdom. You cannot twist morality into strategy and call it righteous. Woe to those who do. Because when you twist truth, you step out of alignment with God. Metaphysically, good and evil are not labels. They are vibrations. They are frequencies. When you excuse small misalignments, you lower your frequency. Every time you justify someone else's cruelty, every time you silence your own truth to keep the peace, you train your vibration to tolerate distortion. That's how pebbles turn into boulders. A sharp word ignored becomes a toxic pattern. A compromise in integrity becomes a lifestyle of settling. And one day, the weight of it crushes you, not because it arrived all at once, but because you kept excusing the vibration. And it's the same with politics. When you say, well, this one is the lesser of two evils, you're still choosing the frequency of evil. You're still aligning with distortion. And vibration doesn't lie. It doesn't matter what label you attach to it. Neville Goddard taught that what you accept inwardly, you see outwardly. If inwardly you agree to tolerate distortion, to call darkness light or bitter sweet, then outwardly you live in cycles of misalignment. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us that words and thoughts are boomerangs. When you speak compromise, you live compromise. When you imagine lesser evil as your best option, You manifest a reality where evil always sits at the table. Here's the sacred rebuke. Pebbles tolerated become boulders. Lesser evils accepted become greater evils. Distortion excused become reality lived. But correction, rebuke, is the frequency reset. It's what keeps the pebble from becoming the boulder. It's what refuses to let evil, even lesser evil, set the vibration for your life. Rebuke is not punishment. It is resonance breaking through resistance. It is source calling your vibration back into alignment. Here's the sacred rebuke. Morality is not for sale. Good is not negotiable. Alignment is not optional. It stings because it means we don't get to hide behind excuses anymore. We can't say, well, she was just having a bad day, and let disrespect turn into a toxic boulder. We can't say, well, at least this candidate is the lesser of two evils, and expect righteousness to come from corruption. We can't say, this is just how the world works, and then wonder why the world keeps repeating cycles of destruction. So let it sting so it can save you. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Because the truth is this. Every time we tolerate distortion, we weaken our sovereignty. But every time we stand in alignment, we strengthen it. Think of a scale. On one side is truth. On the other side is distortion. The moment you put a pebble of compromise on the distortion side, it tips. And if you keep adding pebbles, eventually the boulder crushes everything. But when you stop excusing, stop justifying, stop compromising, and instead choose alignment, you tip the scale back toward truth. One act of integrity outweighs 1,000 excuses. And that's the turning point. That's where sovereignty begins. Because sovereignty says, I know who I play for. I will not let distortion, no matter how small, set the tone for my life. So now take a deep breath and take out your journal. Let the sting turn into clarity. Number one, where have I excused small offenses in my personal life? Have I let pebbles turn into boulders because I didn't want to speak the truth early? Number two, where have I justified lesser evils? In relationships, in choices, in politics, where have I accepted distortion because it felt like the easier option? Number three, how has excusing distortion weakened my sovereignty? What patterns, behaviors, or compromise am I carrying that don't belong to me? Number four, what would it look like if I refuse to excuse even small misalignments? How would my relationship shift, my choices, my energy? Number five, what does good truly mean to me? Am I defining it by party lines, cultural norms, or convenience? Or am I defining it by alignment with source, justice, mercy, and truth? Now, repeat after me and let it anchor in your spirit. I do not call evil good or good evil. Pebbles stay pebbles. They will not become boulders in my life. The lesser of two evils is still evil. I refuse to settle for distortion. My morality is not for sale. My alignment is not negotiable. Every choice I make tips the scale towards truth. I act justly. I love mercy. I walk in alignment with Source. I know who I play for, and I rise in righteousness, not excuses. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Hold it and let it out slowly. Picture yourself standing in front of a clear path. On the ground before you, there are pebbles, small ones, almost easy to ignore. Each pebble represents a moment of compromise, a sharp word you excused, a truth you buried, a lesser evil you accepted. Now imagine those pebbles gathering, rolling together, merging into a heavy boulder. See how it blocks the path in front of you. Feel how heavy it becomes, pressing down on your spirit. Take another breath. Now see yourself kneeling. You pick up one pebble, just one, and you hold it in your hand. You face it with truth. You say aloud, "I see you. I name you. You will not become a boulder in my life." And as you say those words, the boulder in front of you dissolves. The path clears. The weight lifts. Now look ahead. The path is open. The scale of your life tips toward truth. You feel lighter, stronger, sovereign. Whisper to yourself, "Pebbles stay pebbles. Lesser evil is still evil. My morality is not for sale. I know who I play for." And take a final deep breath in. And as you exhale, step forward on the clear path. Sovereign, whole, free. That's the sacred rebuke. Good is not negotiable. Morality is not for sale. Alignment is not optional. So let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Pebbles stay pebbles when you face them. Boulders dissolve when you refuse to excuse them. Evil remains evil, no matter how lesser, and righteousness is still righteousness, no matter how costly. The sting is the mirror. The gift is the choice. And when you choose alignment over excuses, truth over distortion, sovereignty over settling, you rise. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in truth, in mercy, and in alignment with Source. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.